an act of pure kindness, and the tears poured out of me in the same measure, received and pouring back, given back to itself, not to anyone or from anyone. And no one could understand why I was sobbing. They all thought I was sad. There was no way I could explain how moved I was and that it was gratitude that was pouring out of me. The Master has given up helping because she knows there is no one to help. And since she loves and understands her own nature, she realizes that in every action she is serving herself and sitting at her own feet. So there is nothing she gives that she doesn't receive in the same motion, as the same internal experience. Even when she appears not to give, that is what she is giving. The Master is the woman who dented your car, the man who stepped in front of you on a line at the supermarket, the old friend who accused you of being selfish and unkind. Do you love the Master yet? There's no peace until you do. This is your work, the only work, the work of the Master.
Failure is an opportunity.
It's impossible to fail at anything. Your success just may not look the way you thought it would. If your goal was to go from point A to point C, for example, and you went from point A to point B, that's not a half success. It's a complete success. If you can go all the way to C, good. Don't we love it when our dream comes true? But if you get only halfway, there's no sane reason to think you failed at that task. It's your job to open your mind and realize why it's better to have gotten to B than to C. In life, there's a sweeter dream than yours, reality. That's the ultimate dream, the kindest dream. We don't know where we're going. We just like to imagine that we know. I never believe it. That way, wherever I am, my journey is complete, and I'm a success, because here I am. Our nature is goodness. I know that that's true because any thought that sees something as not good feels like stress. I can't be rejected. That's not possible. If someone says, "I don't want to be with you," I think, "How wonderful. He's showing me whom not to be with." I don't take it personally. I remember when I didn't want to be with me either. So I can appreciate his feeling and join him there. And I understand that the reason he doesn't want to be with me is that he believes what he thinks about me. He can't help it because he hasn't questioned his mind. Every time you think you have failed, you're identifying as a failure. And every time this identification arises, other thoughts surface that attempt to prove it. That's how the confused mind stays confused, how mind allows itself to live in the illusion of a past that never existed. If someone said, "Katie, you failed to answer my email," I would laugh to myself and think, "Well, of course, there's no other way for me to succeed at being me." And then I might say, "Tell me what your email was about." I took a test in a women's magazine. I was waiting in a hair salon. The magazine caught my eye, and I opened it at random. The headline said, "How good a lover are you?" There was a page full of questions. Do you prepare for his arrival? No. Do you put on sexy lingerie? No. Do you try special techniques to please him? No. I added up my numbers at the end and discovered I had flunked the test. I loved that. To their mind, I am a dud. To my mind, I'm the perfect lover. Why would I prepare for his arrival? How could I project anything better than Stephen? And why would I bother? He is all I want when he walks in the door and in every moment. Do I wear sexy lingerie? That might be fun. And I notice that the thought never occurs to me. I also notice that it's unnecessary. Do I have special techniques to please him? Why would I try to please him? He is already pleased, and I did nothing for it. What were these editors thinking? Love is not a doing, nor is making love. Who needs props or techniques when the heart is wide open? The real plan is always the way of it, eliminating the need for any plan I might have. I don't know a thing about pleasing or being pleased, so there's no way I can't be the perfect lover.
If a country is governed wisely, its inhabitants will be content.
I am content doing the thing in front of me, since my mind doesn't conflict with what I do. It has no reason to. There are no beliefs that would get in the way. Because the world is internal, I don't search for anything outside. Everything outside is inside. I have no need to meet anyone other than the people who enter my life, so my life is a continual invitation. I invite everyone and everything to come and go as they wish. All experiences are welcome here. There is never anything alien to the mind at peace with itself. It is its own joyous community. I get up at 4 a.m. and notice the warmth that I rise out of, the pillows, the rumpled sheets, the sleeping body of my husband, this body rising, and as I walk to the bathroom, I notice the substancelessness of it all, the dream of where I am standing now in front of the sink, and I notice that as I stand, I am literally being born right now into this unknowing. Just because I call it a wall, a mirror, or a ceiling doesn't make it that. It's something more beautiful than any word could imply. Reality is continual creation in the moment, brilliant in its simplicity. The delighted